From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has demanded the independence referendum held Monday in the autonomous northern Kurdish region be annulled. He called it unconstitutional. Final results showed nearly 93% voting yes to independence, sparking celebrations like this in Duhok. Fawaz Majed said he's grateful for the outcome. He said the Kurdish people deserve their own state. Turnout exceeded 72%, with higher turnout in the pro-Kurdish provinces of Erbil and Duhok, less so in Sulaymaniyah. Prime Minister Abadi insisted that federal authority will be imposed on all of Iraq, including the Kurdish region. He said this is not a threat, but it will be done through constitutional means. The parliament has demanded the prime minister send in troops to Kirkuk to take control of oil fields. Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani said the goal of the referendum is to engage in dialogue with Baghdad on eventual secession. Thousands of South Africans Wednesday marched in cities across the country against corruption.
Zuma must go! Zuma must go! Zuma must go!
Many were shouting, "Zuma must go," a reference to embattled South African President Jacob Zuma, whose administration has been mired in scandal.
Now we are sick and tired of corruption that is taking place in our government. Yeah, it has come to an end. That's my opinion.
The protest, organized by the Congress of South African Trade Unions, which backs Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa as the next leader of the ruling African National Congress Party. Voting is scheduled in December. This is VOA News. The entire population of 11,000 has been evacuated from an island of the South Pacific archipelago of Vanuatu, where a volcano appears to be coming to life, threatening a major eruption. The evacuation of Ombe Island expected to be completed by October 6. The Maruvawi volcano is spewing rock and ash over local villages. UN officials are expecting to visit Myanmar's volatile Rakhine State Wednesday, where a security crackdown has forced hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims to flee to Bangladesh. Few outsiders have been allowed to visit since Muslim insurgents attacked security forces in late August, prompting the crackdown. The UN Refugee Agency High Commissioner Filippo Grandi said the exodus has slowed.
The flow has declined, although the information we got from various government agencies in Bangladesh was that there are displaced people still inside Myanmar, some of whom may be trying to find their way across the border into Bangladesh.
He said for those who fled, returning will take time if it happens at all. Bangladesh struggling to care for more than 700,000 Rohingya Muslims. President Donald Trump has proposed a major tax overhaul, offering to cut taxes for businesses and individuals to spur growth.
This is a once-in-a-generation opportunity, and I guess it's probably something I could say that I'm very good at. I've been waiting for this for a long time.
Speaking in Indianapolis, Indiana, Mr. Trump said the proposal, which must be turned into legislation in Congress, is pro-growth, pro-job, pro-worker, pro-family, and pro-American. Critics say it could add to the nation's debt. For a second day Wednesday, members of Uganda's parliament engaged in brawls over a controversial effort to change the Constitution's age limit to allow long-serving President Yoweri Museveni to seek another term. The 73-year-old Mr. Museveni has been in power since 1986, the Constitution's age limit, 75. An Ohio coroner said Wednesday that American student Otto Warmbier, imprisoned in North Korea for 17 months, died from a lack of oxygen and blood to the brain. But Dr. Lakshi Samarko could not definitively say he had been tortured.
The fact that he has anoxic encephalopathy, or brain damage caused by the lack of oxygen to the brain, we don't know what the root cause of that is. There's a couple of ways that you can get that. So you either have to discontinue blood flow to the brain or stop breathing. And what caused either one of those possible events, we wouldn't know.
She said the 22-year-old University of Virginia student's death June 19th, days after being returned to the U.S., was due to an unknown injury. Hugh Hefner, founder of Playboy magazine, has died. He was 91. Hefner founded the magazine in 1953. They built a brand that helped define the sexual revolution of the 20th century. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.